Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we finished up our series, Ordinary People, where we're talking about how God uses ordinary people to accomplish his extraordinary purposes. We looked at the story of Rahab. The reality of her story is the Israelites had come out of the promised land, or they've come out of Egypt, and they're heading towards the promised land. They had a detour for 40 years due to some disobedience, but now it's time for them to enter into the land. Joshua has taken over from Moses, and they're getting ready to go into Jericho. They've sent some spies into Jericho, and the spies run into a prostitute named Rahab, who hides them from the people who are looking for them. Here's what happens. It says, before the men fell asleep, this is from Joshua 2, verse 8. Before the men fell asleep, she went up to the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you to this land, and that that the terror of you has fallen on us, and everyone who lives in the land is panicked because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you, and when you came out of Egypt, and what you did in Sihon and Og, the two Amorite kings you completely destroyed across the Jordan. When we heard this, we lost heart, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have showed kindness to you. Give me a sign that you will spare the lives of my father, mother, brothers, and sisters, and all who belong to them, and save us from death. So I want you just, if you're not familiar with the story, my guess is that you probably are. The Israelites are getting ready to go into Jericho and destroy Jericho as their first major accomplishment of going into their promised land. They get in there, and Rahab the prostitute hides the spies. And then, you know, that night she goes up to them and she tells them this. But think about it. This woman's not, she's not from Israel. She's not Jewish. She doesn't have any of the information that these guys have. She doesn't have the Bible. She doesn't have prophets that she's been listening to. She's just part of a pagan country doing the best she can. Maybe has made some bad decisions with her life. Regardless, she's recognizing these guys as people from God. And she says, I know that your God is the God of heaven and earth below. What a powerful statement of faith that this woman who's uneducated in anything about the Lord, uneducated, but she can see with her own eyes what has happened. They have heard the stories of the Israelites coming across, so she knows they are coming. She has heard the story. She believes. She has faith. Isn't that incredible? Think about it. Wouldn't it be safer just to hole up in the walls? I mean, isn't a walled city more powerful than just a bunch of people on the ground? And yet this woman absolutely believed that God was going to hand Jericho into their hands. She believed. She had faith. And what did she do? She acted upon it, that she hid the spies. And said, look, please remember us. And this woman becomes a woman who's counted in the hall of faith in Hebrews 11, mentioned in James. And in the line of Christ, we see when we look at the genealogy in Matthew chapter 1, this is a woman who, for one act of faith, God honored her life. Isn't that interesting? You know, we're obviously, you can't go back in time, and you can't read yourself into the story and say, well, if I was like Rahab or the spies, I would have done this or this. Or, you know, we can do all that, but there's a reality to our life, that we're ordinary people just like anyone else, that God wants to use our life, but he is calling us to believe, to trust, to have faith in him. So when the hard things come up in life, and here's the deal, we may not have those specific circumstances that Rahab did, but all of us face circumstances that are difficult. Times when we're unsure, times when we're not sure, should we go right or left? Should we make this decision or this decision? You know, what happens when I have a relationship issue, a work issue, a financial issue, a health issue? Am I going to trust in God? And does my trust in God, you know, does it show a movement towards him? This woman, she risked her life to save these spies' lives. She took a step of faith. She believed and she did something about it. I think that comes back to us, that are we going to take a step of faith? And I think the best thing that we do is we lean into God in the midst of these situations. We pray and we ask him for guidance. And then we have to move, trusting that God is going to guide our steps. When we make mistakes, we turn back to him and ask him again to guide. And you know, wherever you're at, I just want to encourage you to lean into God with whatever situation of faith is coming up in your life. Lord, I pray that you help us to lean into you, to have faith, and to trust that you're going to guide our steps, that you're going to guide our movements, and you're going to guide our heart. God, we love you. We trust you. God, help us to live it out in faith. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. just take a second before you move on to the next thing and think about the areas of your life that are coming up where you need to trust in the Lord. And just talk to him about that before you move on with your day. Till next time, God bless.